Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to go right into the Raiders with Scott Baer, NBC Bay Area.
Scotty B.
I'm assuming Scott is up in Napa. Is that correct, Scott?
Off day for the players. I'm hammering away on a company-issued laptop trying to make our website just a little bit better.
Oh, I appreciate that,
Can you
that,
please
Scott?
Answer
Thank
the question?
You.
Does that mean you're in Napa or not?
Oh, no, I'm sitting comfortably in El Cerrito, staring out my window, glad
nice.
I'm not stuck in a 90-minute commute. And, yeah, that website thing was a little, you know, compliment for Drew, who always keeps it looking sharp.
Gotcha. That's right. I should mention that you're colleagues with these two guys. And
Drew, I
don't know why you're not in here and they are, but, you know.
I'm asking the same question. Sure. Yeah, the last time I was on with Grant on a live broadcast.
Yes.
We're, you know, sucking down craft beers on the happy hour. It's a bit before 5 o'clock. I don't know if that's appropriate, but who knows what you guys are doing.
Wow.
Well, yeah, what's in that mug over there, Matt?
That's coffee, no
yeah,
doubt.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Scott, let's start with Gary and Conley. It felt like that things were getting a little iffy, a little bit tricky, but it also seems like the Raiders never had any doubt. Was there a point when the Raiders maybe were thinking we might be in a little trouble here because of the allegation?
I don't necessarily know if there was doubt, but I know that there was a bit of stress because both Garion and the Raiders anticipated his legal situation getting wrapped up a lot faster than it did. It went on weeks and months and just kind of carried on into training camp when I don't think they anticipated dealing with this issue at this point. So I'm sure it was stress-inducing, and that's why when we talked to the Raiders GM, the first thing that Reggie said after being asked, was he relieved? And he's like, check out my smile. It's from ear to ear. You know, that should tell you how I feel about it. So I think more than anything else, it was a great weight that was lifted off of their shoulders. And there was some consternation from the outside because when we heard it was going to go to a grand jury, grand juries toss out indictments pretty quickly.
And grand jury is a buzzword.
Right. And there's a very low standard of that you need to reach just to be charged, just to send a thing to trial. It's more like a probable cause sort of a situation. So when we heard that, you thought, okay, well, he could be charged pretty quickly. And as a matter of fact, I think that was a way for the Cuyahoga County prosecutor just to kind of maybe take their hands off of it and say, all right, he wasn't charged by a grand jury, or he was charged by a grand jury. This wasn't one unidentifiable person who may or may not be running for political office in the near future. So I guess it would be identified, making that ruling. This put it up to a grand jury. He was ultimately absolved. And yes, the Raiders are definitely happy about that. And I know Conley is too.
So Scott Grant here. Hey, Scott, good to see you. Or good to hear
good
you.
Good to see you, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. Good seeing you, too. So
it's creepy.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. So
he's got that mental image.
So the Oakland Raiders, and I want to specify Oakland because I feel like we should say Oakland in front of the Raiders for as long as we can right now. They last year were sixth in the NFL in yards and seventh in points per game. So their offense was very good last year. But this year they add Cordarrelle Patterson. They get a little more athleticism at tight end, also with Jared Cook. They add Marshawn Lynch. Is it possible that this Oakland Raiders team is the number one offensive team in the league this year?
I think it's very possible that it's the number two offense in the league this year, mostly because New England is like playing a different game at this point. And they're really loaded. So I think number two is a very reasonable expectation. And the more that you watch this team in training camp, and yeah, they're not tackling, and there's a lot of things that need to get worked on. But I would say just the volume of weapons, those guys that you bring up, adding to the continuity of a couple thousand-yard wide receivers, a couple of smaller yet still elusive running backs, and an offensive line that is as good as any in the league, in my opinion. Yeah, you should be able to score some points at a rapid clip. I think the real question, though, is are they going to have to win every game 42-38? And that's kind of what's hanging over this team, and I think will until we get into the regular season, maybe even to the meat of it, is can this Raiders defense be mediocre? I think they would jump for joy at that. I'm sure their internal aspirations are higher, but I think they would jump for joy at that just so every single week. Last year they were winning games with fourth quarter comebacks and high wire acts and things like that, right? It's a tough way to earn your lunch money consistently. So, yes, I think that offense could be good. The question is, can the defense be a little bit better than bad?
I was going to ask you about that defense, but you went ahead and pivoted that direction. So you mentioned that the defense is, you know, the biggest question mark, and it seems as if the middle linebacker position is the biggest question mark among the biggest question mark on the team. So is that how you see it? And are you surprised that the Raiders did not address that position with more aggression during the offseason? Because I know Jack Del Rio actually went ahead and said that.
Yeah, and I'm with him there wholeheartedly. Now, we can say that Rome wasn't built in a day and they can't, you know, sign extensions to their homegrown guys like Karin Jackson and go out and pay for a bunch of free agents. They were very budget conscious throughout this free agent process, which maybe made them a bit more conservative than they will be in the future when they will still not jump into free agency with a cannonball. They didn't want Zach Brown, a guy who was a pretty good inside linebacker for Buffalo. He came, visited, didn't like the contract offer, and ended up in Washington. So there were some efforts, but yes, ultimately this is a situation where they probably wish that they would have done better in those spots, because right now they have a ton of inexperience, a ton of unknowns, and Markell Lee, their fifth-round draft pick, is now running with the first team there. There are still options about going out and getting another veteran inside linebacker. They did that last year with Perry Riley, who is in week five, and he offered some stability there. They're still he's still on the open market. I think some guys will get cut, but they're going to wait as long as possible for Markell Lee and for guys like that, guys like Corey James, their sixth-round pick last year, to see if they can have something internally that's going to make it work, possibly even for a longer term. I think that's a really tough way to go about it, especially at that position. A guy that's going to have to get people lined up in the front that has a major mental component to it. And I just think that that's a tough way to go, considering the expectations for this team, considering that it's fair to talk about them as an AFC West, obviously, contender and possibly a contender to the AFC Championship. Yeah, it's just a big gaping hole in the middle, and there aren't a lot of great options to fill it.
Scotty Bear, thank you so much. Appreciate it, as always.
Thanks, gentlemen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.